What is going on, people? We are the Undergated Podcast, presented to you by the Undergated Network. We are two-thirds of the crew today because the homie CD is not with us. He's handling some things. He's getting ready for Chloe and getting ready for school. So we're going to hold it down. It's Coop on Instagram. I do have the homie with me, Gunpla X Tesseract, also known as Austin. If you act right, you call him Austin. If you don't act right, you just call him GXT. If you act you call him Gunpla X Tesseract. So we're here today. We're going to bring you a brand new fresh episode of the Undergated Podcast where we talk about Gunpla, Gundam, anime, model kits, TV shows, books, all of it in between, sports, whatever the case may be. And it's just a chill episode. We really don't like getting into a whole lot of like collaborative talks and episodes where we dive into a lot of deep topics without all three of us being here to get all of our perspectives. So it's just going to be another chill episode. It's going to be a chill episode. Last week, if you missed last week's episode, we answered some video questions from some viewers. So if you missed last week's episode, this is what you missed.
Game changer.
The song just was a game changer, though. The Bond has done this shit for years. Master Game. Third party.
Correct.
Games. Wait.
So go on.
Before them, Dragon Momoko. All these shits, all these kits, all these were first. The Solomon comes.
Last week's episode, a couple of the homies dropped by and gave us some questions, so shout out to them. Make sure you go check out last week's episode, and make sure you check out our Instagram, where you can send us your videos or shoot us an email at the Undergated Network, theundergatedpodcast@gmail.com. Theundergatedpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your video, send us your questions. We'll answer them. We're going to try to do like a whole, like how we used to do the holdover. We're going to try to do that so we kind of give y'all something to look forward to on the weekends as well. Maybe that Sunday or that Saturday, whatever the case may be. But anyway, man, part two of the P Bandai drops this week? Part two of the Summerfest. Part one was a couple of weeks ago. I think it ended on the 15th. Part two is this week. It started this past Monday. We're going to dive into that. And some other stuff, man. Anything that might have caught your eye, shopping through websites, almost kind of like we're window shopping, right? So hopefully y'all stay tuned and enjoy this episode. Before we get started, as always, it's the greetings. Brother Austin, how's your week been, man?
Week's been all right. I've been, I don't know if people can tell, but I've actually been a little bit under the weather since Saturday. I have a bit of a cold that I've been fighting. And still in battle with me today. Had a call out of work, had to take some time off, sit around to recover. But it's all right. I'm going to get better. I got my trusty dusty thermal flu and a cocktail of drugs. So helpful over the counter drugs, everybody. So that's pretty much what I've been fighting. But it wasn't a bad week though. I mean, you know, besides the thing, it's not too bad, not too bad. How about yours?
Same, not bad. And just life has been life. Some ups, some downs, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it, and we're gonna enjoy the ups. We're gonna enjoy the ups, and when it's the time for the downs, it makes us appreciate the ups. So can't complain. Hopefully everybody out there in Spotifyville and YouTube land, hopefully y'all doing well. Hopefully everybody's safe and out of harm's way. Things like that. Some wild stuff going on in the world, man. We lost Theo from the Cosbys was this week.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep. Mr. Tamiya, the guy
who
Tamiya paints. Yep.
Tamiya Paint passed away, so kind of like that. What's that saying? Everything happens in threes, right? Like it's just odd, you know, just odd stuff. So everybody stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So next up, we have building and breaking down the backlog. What new items did we add to the backlog from this week? Is it movies, TV shows? Obviously, Gunpla as well. Manga, magazines, whatever the case may be. I'll make mine. Finally, it came in the mail. I think I'm one of the first people to get this too. I haven't seen it, like, anybody built it on Instagram yet. But we got the Tristan. And you can see how it came in this damaged box.
Good old instant delivery.
Right. Had to but throw it, against it finally the wall. Came in. Right. And it was like, what's crazy is like, it was packaged like 3D. Like, this was in a cardboard box, which was in another cardboard box, which was wrapped around black tape, and it still didn't make it.
Dang.
So, this looks amazing. I might have to eventually re-up another one when I get back to painting. But, because I want to snap this one together. You can see the black tape that was on.
Mm-hmm.
But.
He ran over it with a truck.
This is an SNAA brand. I picked this up off of Gundam Central shop. I was kind of like scoping their website and I sniped it. Like, and apparently, I don't know, this was like the first round because USA Gundam don't even have it up yet. And I don't think New Type has it out yet. I think New Type typically gets theirs first. So, but when I go back to Gundam Central to look at it, it says product info. It doesn't say add to cart. And I think they said their second round comes out in October. So,
oh, wow. They went through the first wave that quick.
Yeah. Picked up the Tristan. I know for a long time I've been telling people I'm going to get into this Knights of the Round Table. And I've been saying, oh, I got to get that one. And I kind of been pump faking. But picked this one up. I'll probably pick up the one with the sickle. Later on to pair with this one because I think they're the same colorway, this white. After seeing shout out to Cobra Plug, he did that 30 minute fantasy kit and I seen that Lancelot and it looks good. So this is what makes me want to paint it. It does come with like water slides and stuff, so I'm gonna have to at least top coat it. But no, that's it. That's all I picked up. That's all I got. No mangas. No DVDs, nothing like that. What you pick up, bro?
Yeah. So I told myself I was going to wean myself off getting too much new stuff. And of course, that doesn't work. So first off, I got the Aerial Rebuild, the Witcher Mercury Aerial Rebuild.
That's upside down. High-grade. Get that awesome sick.
Witcher Mercury here. High-grade Aerial Rebuild. Pick this up at Hobby Town. I now have both aerials. I was actually waiting to get this one because I actually don't like the design of this. I think I've said that a couple times. I don't like I like the top half, but the bottom half I'm not a fan of. The legs and the waist, not really a fan. And we'll get into that further into the episode. Then Coop told me that Cool Stuff was having a clearance sale on some kits. And
oh, you wound up going.
Yeah, I was in the neighborhood and I was helping out a friend. And when I was over, I got in there. They had I think 20 minutes to closing time. Or I got there right to 15 minutes, so I just ran in and see what I can grab. And I got the Gun Volva, another Witcher Mercury kit for $13. So that's not a bad pickup for $13. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just plus it's one Witcher Mercury kit I didn't have. And once
at this point, you almost got all of them, don't you?
Almost all of the Witcher Mercury kits. I think I'm missing only, of course, all the P-Bandai stuff I never really purchased except for one. So I'm not even trying to get those. But yeah, I think regular release, I'm missing one or two, and that's it. But then after that, Hobby Town got the Red Gundam in from G-Quax. I remember I wanted to get the White Gundam, and I told myself when I picked this up, I was like, you know, I'll just get this and paint it to be the White Gundam. Like, I'll just go ahead and do that because the cheek armor, I'll just delete it. But I was like, nah. And then I left the store. But actually, I went back because I went on Pinterest. And there is a really cool concept art that I saw that I said, okay, let me get this because I think this would be pretty good for that look. And that look was something of the Valkyries on Pinterest. It had red arms. We'll get that later in there. And then at Cool Stuff, once again, back to Cool Stuff, there was that sale going on, so I decided to pick up another Master Grade Dual Gundam Assault Shroud from Seed. It was $30, so I was like, oh yeah, $30 is not bad. I picked it up for a Master Grade, usually something that goes for like 45 to 50 because you're essentially getting a whole armor set inside that kit as well, so something to add to the Seed collection. And this would be, I think, the third time I've bought the Assault Shroud Master Grade. So
I sent Austin there to get the funnels. I told you to get the heavy weapon system, which was like $21 high grade. I was like, well, you can get the funnels and do the for the. Cause I know you said you wanted the funnels for the.
I did, FF. but the second I saw everything else there, and I was like, am I going to spend money just for funnels? Yeah. Like, if I'm going to spend $10 more, might as well get an entire Master Grade kit instead of six funnels.
Fair.
What am I doing? But then P. Bandai came knocking, and she's finally home. It's been a long time coming. The Reben Wolf. P. Bandai Reben Wolf is finally home. Advance of Zeta. The Advance of Zeta kit that has been long awaited. And I've been searching for her, so she's finally here. Got her. She's going on the wall. I'll get to her eventually. I got a lot of stuff that I'm still working on. I've kind of just opened up a lot of boxes and started throwing things together. But I'm sick, so who knows what I don't know. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
What else is up, man? You got a lot of dope pickups, a lot of good drops. That Red Gundam is something I'm eyeing myself. So I can't wait to hear your process about it, because what's cooking? Not building and breaking down the backlog. What's cooking is the next thing up. With me, like I said, the Tristan is going to be next. Since the Tristan, I'm just going to snap build it. Here are all the runners for it. Not a whole lot. I mean, about as much as an RG. I mean, it's a third party RG, right? So, mm-hmm. Not a whole lot. Here's the manual for the people out there. You build the armor first, and then you build the skeleton first, and you go back and you put the armor on. So you don't build the armor. You don't build the skeleton and then put the armor on. You build the skeleton first, and then you go back and you put the armor on. The people out there.
It makes you build the inner frame first.
Inner frame. Completely. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Build the inner frame first, and then you come back and you put the armor on. I don't know if I like that. Maybe because I'm not accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's kind of like I'm used to. Have you ever built the Master Grade and left the armor off and came back?
No, never. I always feel like that would be double work. Yeah, it would be double work.
Right.
I'll be finishing a leg and then have to go back and finish the leg. Like, what?
So, but just scanning over the manual, man, and just looking at it, getting kind of excited to build it. So I might try to knock it out this weekend. It has some pretty good detail. I'm trying to see if I get in the camera when it comes to like panel lining as well. So some gray panel line. Some black panel line in there. I don't know. Are you a big fan of like black on gray? I mean, black on white pieces, or do you do like the dark gray?
It depends. Sometimes I do black. Sometimes I do gray. It depends on what the panel line looks like. If it's a standard regular panel line, I usually do dark gray. But if it's like one of those grid ones, the ones that are like the close together and have serrated like mm-hmm. lines, or they like incense to like event being there, I usually use black.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Gotcha. I'm trying to see if I can. You ain't gonna be able to see. I know what you're talking about, though. Mm-hmm. Like this, I got two lines right there.
Like gridded pattern stuff like that. Yeah, I would use black for that, because that would insinuate that there's a deeper part, or there's like a second level to it. Yeah.
It's just, man, when you do panel line nowadays, that damn. What am I thinking of? That enamel will eat through certain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, certain plastics, you got to be careful. That's why, I mean, shoot, if you want to use that panel line straight out of there, you might have to use the Gundam Marker one, because at least the Gundam Marker ones are, you know, rated to not be eating through at least Bandai's plastic.
Right.
But yeah, for this, are you painting this, or are you just snapping this up?
Snapping this up. Top coat it, because it does come with water slides.
If you want, you can borrow my panel lining markers. You just use the panel line markers instead of the enamel.
Is that the Gundam ones?
I have the stay liner and the art ones.
In dark gray?
In dark gray? I only have black, but they do make them in dark gray. They make them
brown. I have the one you gave me, that real thin one.
That's black. That's black. Yeah.
That's fine.
But it's so thin it almost doesn't even leave a line. You have to build it up.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all I'm probably going to work on. Probably catch up on some anime. I don't know if they simulcast in Kaiju number 8. Episode 1 did come out this past week, but I'm not watching it sub. And I don't know if it's simulcast. And if it's not, it should drop English this week, this Saturday. So,
are you going to double watch it like last time? Probably don't need to.
I might. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm sitting here building, right, gives me a reason to sit at the desk and build. Mm-hmm. I might run through the first season this week, 12 episodes.
So, okay. That works.
Get back in the mood for it. And then probably watch some other animes as well. Like, I can't remember the name of that boxing one I was telling y'all about. He was like, it got some. Remember I showed you on CD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Not Ip Man Joe. Yeah, Joe. Ip Man Joe.
Nah, the thing's called Joe. The man called Joe. Something like that. It's a boxing anime.
Mm-hmm.
1980s boxing anime. So watch that. Yeah. Trying to do something. Take some photos, do something. So
I got you.
Get some posing ready. But yeah, that's it. That's all I'm working on. What you got, man?
Yeah, so I decided to go ahead and take two of those high-grade kits that I purchased and snap them up and do a little bit of a kit bash, kind of following CD's wake here. I decided to take the Aerial Gundam, which I like the top half of it, and the Gun Volva, which actually I like all the Gun Volva, but I decided to replace the top half of the Aerial Gundam and the bottom half of the gun with the Gun Volva. And the arms of the Gun Volva and the shoulder mounts to make the shoulders a bit higher. I had to do some modification to the kit itself. So there's some pieces that I had to break off, I had to cut, some things that had to unfortunately be deleted to make it work. But here it is, just a kit bash of the aerial rebuild and the Gun Volva. I know the lighting is kind of killing it, but I really do like this look a little bit more because it has, and instead of these smooth... Go ahead.
What V-fin is that?
That's the aerial rebuild V-fin. Yeah, it's kind of nuts. It's technically 2-4-6-6 antenna.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I know it's a little bit strange, but I like like the aerial rebuild has a really weird smooth thigh, mm-hmm. and like smooth calves. And I don't like that because the top half is so angular and cut. Like these smooth edges down here aren't really smooth. They're like blocks on top of blocks. And then you get to this section where it's just smooth. I remember even watching the anime, and the first thing I said was, I do not like the rebuild design on the bottom half. So took the Gun Volva's bottom half, which I really like because it's all just straight angles. And like straight angles, and matched it with the straight angles of the top half. And actually, I really, really like the way this turned out. I'll probably upload a picture later on Instagram because I think, of course, the lighting in my room is killing it. So people can give a better look. But I really, really like the way this is turned out. I'm probably gonna finish painting this. I lost a clear piece. I don't know where it's at. It's lost to the void. So I'm gonna have to make a custom piece out of plow plate and do a little bit of customization to fix that part up. But then after that, the Red Gundam that I said I purchased, I decided to just go ahead and just prime it and paint it over the weekend. I said, what's the point of waiting? And I wanted to try out that concept, the concept art, and here it is. It's just primed up. It's painted, and it doesn't have any decals. There's still some detailing I need to do on it, but for the most part, it's actually pretty good to go. I have actually a picture here. I can probably show you guys to get a better look at it, it's pretty much good to go. I didn't paint any of the weapons or any of the shield, because this is literally just going to be like a standing pose. The only other thing I painted was the beam sabers.
Mm-hmm.
This is excuse me, sorry. This is all spray painted. Not spray painted, airbrushed. Primed to paint it, good to go. Man, there's a ton of details in this face, man. There's like a ridiculous amount of details in this face.
You got to mask all that off.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. Oh, hell no. this is all separation by pieces and whatnot, and I got my little markers, and whatever I can't get in there, I won't. But even the but I actually had to delete the little chin camera that was there because it was actually impeding the ability to look down. But yeah, no, this is pretty much the way it is right now. It turned out actually pretty good. I actually kind of like the look of it, and that concept art I was looking at, I'll probably upload a picture of it later on Instagram to show people what it was concept art was. But yeah, no, this is turned out pretty well, especially for doing it in just 2 days. So
yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, that all these
silver accents.
Yeah, yeah. That's Mr. Hobby Super Silver, but the rest of it is splash paints. So Mecha White, Ava Red.
What part is Mecha White?
This is Mecha White. Now the lighting makes it look like it's gray or blue. In person, it's white. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why my camera did this. My camera looks like it's blue, but I don't know why. But yeah, no, that's that was the kit, and yeah, no, it was a fun build.
Simple.
I don't. It's not really. I wouldn't say super simple. There's a lot of part separation. If you want, I knocked it out in 2 days, but I did a bit of organizing to get it, and I guess for me it was easy. For everyone else, it should be pretty easy. So it's not too complicated, but there's definitely deeper detail that could have gone into it if you wanted to make it more complicated. If this is your first Gunpla that you're painting, I don't know if this would be the best one. Honestly, there's so much other small things that you need to worry about, especially rubbing, because this design is so like close encased in and of itself.
Yeah, for sure.
That I'm not sure if that would be the best bet. Maybe something a little bit bulkier. But all in all, not too bad. I'm probably going to repaint the hands. Don't like the hands.
I saw the post. I saw you say that.
Yeah.
The hands are
just too red.
And you can't find like a closed fist for those.
Yeah, you got to either 3D print them or buy the... I don't know if the Bandai ones that they were selling a while back would fit in these, because I haven't seen the Bandai third-party ones in a minute. I mean,
I don't
Bandai
even see how accessory you... ones. Because at the top of that part of that hand, right? The this part?
Yeah.
Probably the... only meant for that kit. Not that kit, but that brand, you know.
When you buy the new hands, you would have to replace them with whatever ones they give you, and that's just flat. It doesn't have that yellow, that rail there that you could paint yellow. Right? In mine, the rail that's there, I painted silver. Yeah, the rail is there. I painted silver, but the.
So for the people out there, that's watching or listening, what is the sticker sheet looking like?
Oh, the sticker sheet. It's not. It's actually not as bad as I thought it would be. You get two sets of eyes, both the same colors, but they just assume that the first set's going to fall off because how small it is. For reflecting stickers for the camera and the eyes, and for the head in the back of the head. I've opted not using them because they actually did slide off after I put everything together. You get orientation lights, holographic, so you get red and green, one for each shoulder. Then like small stuff here and there for some
that
color
green
correcting.
On the calves, that green that's sticking out right there.
Oh yeah. You do get that. Yes, you get that. You get actually I have the box right here. Here we go. It's not too crazy. I mean, it looks like it's a much, but it's really not. It's
And plus the shield, that big piece of the shield probably. Right?
Yeah, the shield gets its own sticker sheet for the Zeon symbol. Oh, you either get a destroyed Zeon symbol, like a battle warden, or a brand new paint one.
Like it right here it is, yeah.
Yeah, and then yes, you're right. For the shield, it is these larger gray parts that are right here, right there. But everything else is like small things here and there, and then you just double up on like eye parts, holographic detail bars, stuff like that, because they just assume that they're gonna fall off.
What about these back on the funnels? All the yellow is
all the yellow you gotta paint. Yeah, all that yellow you're gonna have to paint on the funnels. Yeah. The only thing they give you else is like the red strips for the
thrusters.
Yeah, the back of the thruster bells right there. But everything else. Everything else is you're gonna have to paint. So everything you're looking, that's why I was saying like it has great detail, but man, you have to paint it really to bring out its full potential, because
and that yellow on the back of the
the yellow back of the shield you gotta paint too. So like it looks good, but man, if you build it without painting anything or without doing any detail work, it's very, very, very bland. It looks almost like
the yellow on the thighs cheap. Too?
Yellow on the thighs. Oh, so yeah, no, those intersections you do get sears for those. Those parts of the thigh. Yeah, the front thigh. Yeah, and for the forearms too, those little yellow parts there too. Yeah, gotcha. But everything else is on you.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's just there's a lot of detail in there that panel lining or a marker are kind of needed to make it look right. And then the beam sabers. Apparently, the middle ring of the beam saber is supposed to be black. So, like, they're not supposed to be just white. They're actually supposed to be black right there. And then what's it called?
Yeah, you're right. Well, on this one is red and black, but yeah.
Yeah. On the white Gundam, it's white and like dark gray. But besides that, yeah, that's about it. That's everything I've been building. Besides that, been
what's up, man?
Drinking thermal flu and catching some Z's.
That's good. So let us know in the comments below what y'all been working on. Is the red Gundam, after hearing kind of like Austin's review on it, is that something that I'm going to pick up now? Since you have to do kind of like a lot of work to it to make it look all right. Next up, we have what's new. What's some stuff that's come from Gunpla Nerd that he has posted on his Instagram. A lot of stuff might not be a whole lot of model kit stuff, but a lot of stuff came out. Some of the stuff that has came out. We looked at the Kassatria last week. I'm not getting it. For the people that is getting it, good luck. Godspeed. I did pre-order the Golden Warrior. So I was able to snag the Golden Warrior. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, so you did pick up the Golden Warrior.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I snatched off a new type because they're running a sale, 20% off sale right now until the 27th. Mm-hmm. So I was like, came out to be like 111 after the shipping and tax.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 140 something before the coupon. So rather get it now and don't have to worry about it. I think it was $80 to $90 on Gundam Central, but it sold out pretty quick. So
gotcha. Okay. Dope.
Gundam Converge silhouette. This is dope. This is dope. I give it up to C. Yeah, the Destiny, the silhouette Zeus pack. Destiny Gundam Spec 2 with the Zeus pack. So
Yeah. A lot of people were liking the Destiny. For me, it was one of the, in my opinion, it was one of the not as good looking like suits, but the this right here. Yeah. And in miniature form, for some reason, when the proportions are changed up for some reason, this looks better, in my opinion, than the Masquerade. Because I have the Masquerade, and I actually like this look better than the Masquerade.
It just look a nice little trinket. You know, if you're a Seed fan, I think this would look really good. They did drop the SH Fig Arts for Suji on, and I don't know, Nan.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the SH Fig Arts. So you could pair, you have all three now.
All three of them, yep. And you can pair them with the RX-78. There it is.
Right. You could pair them, so you could do them with the shirt, no shirt. Figurize must be around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That just tells me the Figurize is around the corner.
Yep.
Nan, her SH Fig Arts, comes with a whole lot.
It's cool that they gave her glasses. She only wore those glasses, I think, in the first or second episode.
I like how they also put it with her feet are huge.
Oh, my God. Yeah, those shoes are, whoa. What size is she wear? Size 14?
In men's? Night.
It's like a part rabbit.
I didn't even peep that till now. Because I like how they paired it with the metal bill, but obviously the metal bill, if high grade, it looks good.
Yeah, her shoes are enormous.
Was old boy shoes like that?
Was that a design? Oh, I guess, well, yeah. They're kind of big, but I mean, not as big as hers. Not like as drastically different. Look, and then old girls in proportion. Just the ends is like rabbit feet. She looks like a little bunny. These do look nice. Dude, these
metal bills for the Ava units.
The metal bill for these look very nice.
Yeah. Which one would you pick up though?
Honestly, yeah, I was just about to say, honestly, this one and unit two. They can keep unit one, but the prototype in that
layout. I rock with unit one. I don't know why I don't rock with unit one like that.
I love unit one. It's just I don't think they did enough to change it. I think just the unit zero here just looks crazy good, and it was weird, these like slight redesigns, but I don't know, I feel like unit one, they didn't want to mess with the purity of it, so there's not as much changed. But I mean,
I wonder why they changed the color for zero, blue to yellow.
That's a good question. Don't know.
If somebody leave us in the comments.
Woo! Yeah, look at
the
that.
The red man. One does look good. The red one does look good.
Good lord, these look. Yeah. I like all of them. It's just unit zero and unit two.
I might have to rewatch all three, four movies.
Oh, the rebuilds.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rebuilds. Yeah, the rebuilds are good.
Is it up there? Is the rebuilds up there now to get them physical copy, you think? Or do you just keep, or do you not waste the money and just watch it on Prime?
I don't know. That's a good question. If they offer them in a bundle, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I know you could buy them individually.
Yeah. I actually own the second one individually.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if you can, I don't know. Which,
well, you own the second one, so that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think, for people that collect media, physical media,
oh yeah,
right, well, not for them,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to get it,
mm-hmm.
but the people that are like
Ava fans.
If you know you can find it streaming and mm-hmm. it's like it's not going anywhere off of Amazon Prime, like you're not mm-hmm. removing that off mm-hmm. of Amazon Prime,
mm-hmm.
are you, is it still worth buying the physical copy?
You know, for a sense of If sometime in the future you ever want to pop it on just to watch it, yeah, it'd probably be best to own a physical copy, because, you know, in the future you may not have an Amazon account and Amazon may drop the movie. Maybe, you know, internet might be down. You might have a power outage. Power outage at your house, then. But if you have an internet outage, you know, then having a physical media would probably be best bet. But, you're right. Collectors are already going to have it. Ava fans, I think all Ava fans are pretty much going to have it. Casual Ava fans are probably going to be the ones who are, you have to answer that tough question. Thankfully, Cyberpunk Edgerunners is getting a Blu-ray mm-hmm. release, and I'm buying that regardless. Whether I have Netflix or not, that is coming home to Papa. And they have like a special edition Blu-ray, which I'm trying to get my hands on. So I'm like, all day.
That ain't bad.
Comes with a sleeve and a booklet and concept art. I'm like, yeah, this is mine.
That's not a bad pickup for you, though. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these would be nice, though. I do like that spear. The spear's awesome.
I wish all three of us rock with one. This would be good for all three of us to have. Like, I'll definitely pick up these first. If you was like, yo, I'm getting a red one, and CD was like, I'm like, this looks tough.
these look really good. That's what I was like, man. Whoever was in charge of doing these redesigns, they cooked. They absolutely
cooked on this. Yeah. Shit looks sick.
They nailed it.
I might have to, yo.
The forearm separation, color separation too, dude.
Pose is always tough to me. When I see this pose in like figure form, like when I'm scrolling like on Amazon or something, this pose looks. But 35,000 yen. But yeah, you're right. You're right. My fault for cutting you off.
No, you good.
Forearm mm-hmm. separation, the colors.
That running pose right there was great too. Yeah. Whoever did the redesigns, man, they aced it. They understood the assignment. Look at the knee detail, man. And the forearm and the shin guards. Dude, see the shin guards?
Yeah.
They gridded up and it's orange and black. And I remember something you said, I think last week, where you said all the Ava designs look like they're wearing sneakers. And now all the G-Quix kits are look like they're wearing sneakers or the regular. And I was like, yeah, they do like we're wearing Jordans.
What do you rank? I know I wonder where CD puts it because I know CD is a big Ava fan. But where do you rank the Ava designs when it comes to mechs?
Mechs?
Yeah.
Iconic.
Below Gundam?
Certain Gundams. Yeah, there's several Gundams I do like the design better. I guess in general, just Gundam in general, I think I would like Gundam a little bit more. But above that, my top favorite mecha designs are actually from Mech Warrior. so it's I'm weird. So my top mecha designs are Mech Warrior and then Gundam and then Ava. But I love all of them. But this does challenge, I think, Gundam in a good sort amounts because these look the. And I honestly, they looking like the price is worth the design. Is worth it? It looks like the price is worth it.
Honestly. This looks good.
You get that in a detolf? Oh yeah,
with the nice light going down on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You gotta
get
not even like a detolf. The individual box, like CD got the individual box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little. Maybe that hanger light setup we saw a couple weeks ago too. Mm-hmm. Just have all three of them lined up in a row, or maybe. Which one?
I don't know if it'll be too much, but shout out to Bakar 7. He has that like that mirror looking box. You seen that? He posted. He got this box.
Is it like an infinity box?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think I saw that. I don't think I did.
Let me see.
I might just be blanking.
He put the I know he put the G-Quex in there. I don't know if he got a reel for it though. Let me see. No, he don't have a reel for it. Hmm. I think I only saw it in this story.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but shout out to him.
That sounds dope. Have like an infinity box for the hanger. Just right. Have like a mass production type Avas on the side. That'd be dope.
But. Going back, it's RX-78AN01FA.
The full armor Tristan Gundam. Yeah, this is the full armor Tristan from Gundam Axis. And I kind of don't like it. That was never
a lot going on.
There's a lot, and it makes sense though because the Tristan is a rebuilt Alex Gundam. It's just parts of the rebuild. So they took the Chowin armor and I guess they try to do something with it, but I do not like it. I just don't. This looks a little much.
It is coming to Battle Operations 2. Oh, let's see what we got here.
Oh, wow. Third-party kit.
Another third-party kit.
Yeah, you can keep it. The second I saw those backwards legs, I was like, and those thighs are too thick.
Yeah, right. Thighs, yeah.
Yeah, the wings look cool. Arms look cool. Chest looks cool. Head looks a little bit too much like a cat. It reminds me of like a cat girl. Yeah, no, I'm good.
It's like it was trying to do IBO.
Yeah. Yeah, the Scythe looks cool. Look great, but yeah, no. Yep.
This new kit.
This just looked too... Desirous. It was like designed with a ruler. Just a ruler. All they used was a angular? Ruler. Yeah, man. Look at the legs, dude. I just said I like angles, but they gotta kind of be there to support things. Like the kit behind me is mostly angles, but they're not so aggressive. They don't make an angle on the angle on the angle like this kit does. That's ridiculous.
We got this Dragon Zord. That looks pretty dope.
Here we go. SNAA.
SNAA, the Emperor. This is a 1/100 kit. This looks good for a 1/100.
That looks pretty good for 1/100. You know what's crazy though is that I would be expecting more from SNNA. Like I was expecting like some massive backpack or maybe some giant shield or some other type of long gun, but this or long weapon.
I might pick this up.
It's a rifle. Mm-hmm.
This kind of look like it would be like a futuristic. You just said it, the rifle. It looks like a futuristic style. GM Sniper 2. It gives me that type of vibe. Like. Mm. you know, just sleek one shot go, you know, and got a melee
purpose
weapon.
Built. Yeah. Purpose built, yeah. I mean, this the sword on the back looked pretty good, but yeah, I have a feeling that this must be like maybe its first form. I have a feeling there might be like a second part of it that we're probably missing. Because
these SNAA kits look really good when they're in grayscale like this, though.
Yeah, the That's prototype what gets me. Their prototype stage is on point. Their prototype stage. I mean, whoever's doing their prototype work is clearly a master of his craft. Because when the prototype looks this good, it's
right.
It's on point.
Oh, figure rise standard.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Oh,
well, that's the plastic kit, though, right? That's not the metal.
Yeah,
one.
This is the plastic kit.
Oh, yeah. SH figure eyes. Gotcha.
Earlier, I was like, man, you know the SA, you know the figure eyes is coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Definitely. Yep. VF3. Oh, sorry. Good.
No, go ahead.
The VF31J Siegfried from Macross Delta, the famous girl group. Each get an escort aircraft, and this is next in line for her. And once again, still not my favorite Macross series. The design still looks pretty cool, and all the colors you're seeing right there are actually separated on the runner. So that blue, that white you're looking at is, and the gray are all on the same runner, just a multi-layered melding plastic. Still a pass for me, but it definitely looks cool. Anybody who picks this up, I think you're gonna have a blast with it.
Are these part forming?
Yes, they're part forming. Yeah, yeah. Only the 1/100 scales or the larger scale ones were truly transforming. But dude, they're so finicky. The screws, the connection points. Some of them you have to hit like metal pins and bars into it. Parts forming, in my opinion, is actually the way to go with these kits. A lot more stable.
Have you built a Macross kit?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually currently building one. Funny enough, just yesterday I took out the one that Grips gave me, and I went back to building it. I have two, but I built one in the past, but it was like one of my first kits I built, and it was not good. I hardly ever talk about it because it's just it was bad.
And this is the deluxe form.
Mm-hmm. You get an acrylic stand of that the girl character right there.
Ah, I might have to borrow your Macross. Don't you have them on DVD?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have Robotech and I have a couple DVDs of Macross. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Now it's older.
Isn't Macross and Robotech the same thing?
Robotech is the American version of Macross. So Harmony Gold took the series and brought it to America. And what they did was that they changed the name from Macross to Robotech, got English voice actors and whatnot, but also changed the story. Robotech 1, 2, and 3, each season is actually completely different shows that they just took from Japan and they molded them in together to make them one coherent story. But they're actually three completely different shows, sometimes from different studios. So Robotech 1 is Macross, is all of Macross. Robotech 2 is, I think, Super Rider Must something. And then Robotech 3 is Masumasune or Motorcycle Masune. It's a mecha that was motorcycles about aliens and invaders. They were completely different anime. They were different studios, different people, different anime. They just, Harmony Gold just threw them together to make it.
That's crazy.
And added in voice lines to make it one coherent story. The reason why was simple, that back then you needed a show to last at least 56 episodes. So you needed a show to last 1 year to get serialization. Or at least a publication from a lot of networks. So Macross was only, I think, 32 episodes. So, or 20, yeah, 32 some odd episodes, and near 40. So they had to throw in these extra shows to get to that 56 mark.
You watch like episode one of Macross and watch episode one of Robotech, does it line up?
No. They line up completely. Now, the voice acting and what they'll be talking about will match sometimes, but you'll start to realize like by disc 5 or episode 16 of Macross and then episode 16 of Robotech, you'd be like, what the hell is protoculture? Why are the American voice actors talking about protoculture and some type of ancient civilization beings that were that were sending out protoculture science all throughout the universe? In Macross, in the Japanese one, it's aliens are attacking, get to the jets.
Oh wow.
So there's a lot
of voices match up with the scenes, though.
What they're talking about, or like a
well, like if I'm watching episode 17, which is a completely different story, or not a completely different story, but it's like veers off from the story. But if I'm watching them sit in a break room, just sit in a break room talking about the mission on the Macross one, but on a Robotech one, they're still going to be in the break room, but they're not talking about a mission.
They're going to be talking about
something completely different.
No, more times than not, they'll actually be in the break room talking about the mission, almost word for word. They'll try to match each other. They just go off a little bit on different stories, usually on like overall voice acting when like the narrator kicks in, or small little things here and there they'll start throwing in. It's really toward the end where some stuff is so not in sync that you start realizing that they're telling two different stories. As well, the character names are different. My first exposure was Robotech. And then after I watched Macross, and Macross is the better one. But if you like dub, and I'll tell you this, the first part of Robotech, that first part, which is just Macross, completely serviceable, completely fine. I would say watch it if you don't even want to watch the Japanese one. If you get time, watch the Japanese one. It is, in my opinion, better, but Robotech is not bad in the first one. Now, skip the second season of Robotech because that's a different show, and it's so horribly handled that it essentially almost canceled them. And then the third one is actually a really fun, like, revision of the original show, which was, I forgot what it was called, it was Cycle something. Cycle Musume, something like that. But if you get a chance, watch it. If you want, I'll let you borrow one. It's an old show, dude. The animation's old.
So is Zeta, so is 79, so.
Gotcha.
So when you say the second season is completely different show, does it have like completely new people?
So they'll have so the original anime, yeah, it wasn't related to Macross at all. So it's completely different people, but they'll just say, yeah, this girl is which we call Nemo Name's daughter, and this guy is which we call Nemo's son. Though you never never see the parents, or they'll cut in like images from the first season and just pretend like it's, and you're just in there like, oh Jesus, you guys are really strange. But by the third season, they give up on that. They don't even try to reference the first two shows at all. They just say, hey, remember Earth? Remember Protoculture? It's under attack again.
So here's the figure eyes. They did it right with the figure eyes.
Oh wow!
Look at the feet.
Yeah, the feet were fixed. Wow, that was fast.
Well, no, the SH figure has the big feet, so the action figure. This is the model kit.
Oh, the action figure has the big feet.
Yeah.
The model kit has the normal size feet. Why did they do that? Was it balancing issues?
That or probably toe articulation, right? Like, toe this articulation. Doesn't look like it has.
Oh, for when she's sprinting. But wait a minute, they've made toe articulation on smaller feet than this.
There is none on this.
Yeah, so when she's sprinting, her feet don't flex. That's probably why they did it, because to get that running pose of her like leaning down really sharply, your toes have to contact with the pavement to bend.
But at the same time, dude,
they've made feet articulation on smaller feet. I have a Kotobukiya kit where the feet are articulated. Right here. The feet here are articulated. The distal toes bend.
But how
all the
well
way up
does
there.
That stand, though?
Oh, it stands fine. It only I have it sitting right now, but this is has toe articulation.
That's just odd.
That's weird.
Here goes the cross kit or Siegfried.
There's the acrylic stand with it. I did not know how big that stand is. I really would need it to be larger, because I feel like it's about like smaller than a high grade.
And it's a water slide.
They give you a crap ton of water slides of the same chick too. That's crazy.
They don't have it posed by the stand.
Well, that's pretty nice. They give you three different. Oh wow, they give you actually three different passenger options. You have the pilot, her, both of them in just like not the normal suit, but like in the regular attire. And then they have one with the box. That's pretty dope. You go one before. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's them without the helmet.
More Destiny the Zeus silhouette. And these Lego looking Gundams with the characters.
Yeah, it's like the miniature ones that we have, but they're I guess they just move their feet. They're able to walk. Walkathon. Rumble wall. And here we go, brother. This is yours. I saw this and I thought immediately, like, this is for you.
SH Big R's Hero.
There we go. Hero Yui coming to SH Big R's. That's yours right there.
Final fucking Lee.
There we go. Hey, that's your 30th anniversary. Remember you said that they need to be doing something.
Well, I did say the figures. Remember I was like, yeah, they got to give us the figures.
Yeah. There we go. They had it in the pipeline. Oh, he's got goosebumps everybody. He's got goosebumps.
You can see it.
You goosebumps. Got goosebumps. It's his favorite character, man. Hey, man.
I'm finally excited that they're coming out with Big Arts of Gundam. It's long overdue.
And you were saying that it was kind of shocking they never had. They didn't have them. Which is true. It was kind of shocking that they never had any of them, all five boys all together. I thought they would have made one a long time ago, but now they need Wufei, they need Troa, they need everyone else. You're muted. And then we probably need what's her name? Relina. The Relina one's gonna be interesting. I think that's gonna be good.
And that is it for what's new. A whole lot coming out. If you're a big fan of Gundam Wing, the announcement of that SH Fig Arts Hero and a metal build Wing Gundam, both are going to be a cop. Now it makes me think, are they going to do the whole line?
I think they got metal to, build? Right? Oh, they got to,
well,
right?
they're kind of going backwards because they gave us Season 2. They gave us Wing Zero, Death Scythe Hell, and Ultron. They said to hell. They didn't do Sandrock. They didn't do Heavy Arms. Now, could they go and drop like a deluxe figure for both Sandrock and Heavy Arms and give you one figure and you could pick which one you want to put on, the armaments you want to put on? They could do that.
I think they're going to... Let's see. I think what... What is it? The next person in line would probably be Relina, right? They'll make a Relina metal figure for Hero?
I think they'll do a Relina SH Figure Arts. But I'm talking about for the kit itself or the figure.
For the mobile suits themselves?
Yeah. They're gonna give us Death Scythe, they'll probably give us Tall Geese, and they'll probably give us I don't know.
Literally in that order, I think it's going to be Death Scythe, Tall Geese, then Heavy Arms or Shenlong, whoever's their Shenlong last, because they never make Shenlong a focal point. And then Sandrock, and then Shenlong, and then for the of order of the people, it's probably Relina next, then Zex, and then Troa or Duo. Duo would be pretty cool with the ponytail. With the braided hair?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope. They have articulation in the braided hair. That'd be pretty dope.
And they got to give you the hat. They got to give you the hat that go with it. Yeah.
Oh, it'd be sick if you get the jacket with the feathers.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Crazy. That'd be dope because he's got his preacher outfit, but if he gets the jacket as well, that'd be sick.
So that's it for what's new. Not a whole lot for Hold That Thought, though. You have any...
besides crazy people who passed stuff. Away. Honestly.
People who passed away. We got Michael Jamal Warner, who was Theo. Everybody knows him from Theo from the Cosbys. If you watch Malcolm and Eddie growing up, I watched Malcolm and Eddie growing up. I watched Cosby growing up. It was crazy because my mom was like, man, I would tell you to go watch your brother on TV. Go watch your brother on TV. That's how she would get us to go watch the Cosby Show. Using Theo. But it was in Costa Rica with his family, and Rip Current came through, and that was it.
That was crazy.
You got to be careful out there, people.
Yeah.
And apparently they have signs that say, like, swim at your own risk, but it's all in, like...
Oh, Spanish?
Yeah, Spanish. So yeah, they, with no interpretation of like no, nothing. So
and I mean, shoot, yeah, man, you gotta be the ace swimming. Swimming is a risk. Everything we do is a risk, I guess. But yeah, that sucks, yeah, man. Then Ozzy Osbourne passed away. You know, just apparently just in his was it his sleep they said, or he was dealing with Parkinson's, or was it? He's dealing with it. I forgot what disease he was dealing with, but yeah. Yeah, yeah, there. And then Mr. Tamiya, the guy who invented Tamiya paints for model kit paints, he passed away too. But at the age of, was it 90? Was it 89?
90. I think 90? It was 90.
90? Yeah. So, I mean, man made it to the finish line and some. So, thoughts and condolences out to all those people. And especially Mr. Man, living up to 90, dude, that's crazy. I don't even see myself making 90. I'm making maybe 82 at most. 82, hopefully. 81. Hopefully. 75.
Just be happy with that.
Yeah, I'll be happy with that.
Making it up, just be happy coming home every day now. So
I just want the Professor X's wheelchair so I can roll around.
To me. Come to me, my
Yeah. I saw that video, it was funny.
But yeah, that's it for Hold That Thought. Getting up a good way for self reflection. So we can make something sad to some positive. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have kind of like our main topic again, just a chill episode, man. We don't really like diving into it a whole lot on without all three members. So let's look at Pete Van Dyne. Why not? Did you get anything from last drop?
I did not. I did not. I skipped out on it pretty hard.
And most of the stuff was on the bus too, on the tour.
Yeah, yeah. A good portion of stuff that I would probably want to get was on the. Yeah, you're right. You're right. 100%. You're right on the tour. That Freedom Gundam, I would have gotten that on P Bandai if I had the chance, but it was at the tour, thankfully. The Machu, I might have thought about picking up, but it was on the tour, so that's there. And plus, the website was under maintenance for the past couple of days, so I didn't even see really much to check out.
I think this is like the clear. Mm-hmm. Version drop because it's a lot of clear kits.
Yep. A lot of clear kits, a lot of mechanical core kits. Man, that Freedom is. Man, that Justice is ugly.
Justice?
Yeah, the one, the second row right there, yellow. I mean, contrasting colors, but it looks like a McDonald's toy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
the Beast Wars.
Yeah, the Beast Wars, yeah. The blue color is kind of nice, but contrasted with the, that yellow.
It's mustard yellow.
Yeah, that yellow is a little strong, man. The Wing Zero doesn't look that bad though. It's purple.
Purple and red.
Then the Bale. Is that a Bale? Oh, it's a 144th Bale. I thought it was a 1/100. I was like, that's a 1/100 Bale. When did that happen?
All five mobile suits clear for Gundam Wing.
Mm-hmm. Mark, only got the three? Devil Gundam. Dope.
Yeah, the Devil Gundam. Dude, $20.
$20 ain't bad. Yeah. $20 ain't bad at all.
What was you about to say?
The Strict G jacket, man. I've always wanted to own. There's like two of them I really want to own, man. But those things I'm always so shocked at the price. That sticker price, dude, is so much.
And you have to remember too, a Strict G, you have to go up a size.
You have to go up a size because Japanese sizes are inherently smaller than US sizes. So if you don't have a 2X, I won't fit it.
Because I grabbed true to size on one of the shirts and I'm like, yikes. Oh, and it comes with a stand too. That's jacket. Cool.
Oh, it comes with a stand. Oh, that's pretty cool. See, now I got to call them and say, hey, can you make an American size? Can you make a 2X? Please,
Wing Zero in the coat.
Oh yeah, look at that. Yeah, and wait, is it reversible? Is this coat reversible? Or am I wrong?
Nah, you can just take the hood off.
Just take the hood off. Okay, got you. Yeah, that's look at crazy. That. I've always wanted to own one, especially the Witcher Mercury Suleta one or the Marine one. I love the black gold or that military green olive green.
Mm-hmm.
And or the navy blue like this one is. Because what's the other one that's navy blue? Is it? It's not Kira, is it? There's another one that's navy blue. There's an Endless Waltz one with a fur, a white fur neck. that has like feathers on the neck. I can't remember.
String like, G jackets. You window shop for that so much, you don't even open it for real. I would have just scrolled right past it, like, oh, that's dope. Not even thought twice.
Well, shoot, I can't justify spending $400 on a jacket.
Right. Is this any different? Mega size. TWC.
Is it a special coating or is it just open?
That TWC throws me off. I forgot what that means.
Is it the statue?
TWC version. Version TWC. Is it the statue?
It must be the statue details. Version, right?
Please note. Attention. I think so. Because I know they dropped the real grade of it. It looks like the statue, but the unicorn statue looks like the unicorn. So.
Right? Right. There's no difference. It's just marking stickers. That's probably the difference. Right. You have a hard time telling the difference, man. Nah, no thank you. I do like the Freedom, but man, I see clear kit versions is just not really a reason.
Would you pair this up with like a regular version?
Probably not. Oh, it half clear, half.
Not really like half, but like if you took the regular one, right? And you mm-hmm. put the, just like the wing set of this, right? Where the mm-hmm. blue is, mm-hmm. and made that transparent and put a light through it. Mm-hmm. Right? You get, not a light, not like an LED light, but place it to where a light shines maybe from behind or above. Mm-hmm. And it gives you that see-through effect. We was talking about this the other day, how like big Japanese culture is on see-through. Like
yeah, clear. The, yeah.
The clear.
The Game Boy Color. Yeah.
N64.
N64, like, yep. Which had every flavor of clear color now, I remember.
Right? Even some special ones. You had to get I had to get the Donkey. Well, I got the Donkey Kong 64 version, and it came with the Donkey Kong, well, the green, forest green see-through.
And PlayStation even had clear DualShock controllers. What is it? The clear special edition PS4s and PS3s. Then the mm-hmm. The Game Boy Pocket, Fukushima? Special edition one, which was a completely clear. Like, it was clear. Like, Not a color, not a tint, not a tone. It was, you could see straight through it and see right where the builder of it put his little name on it. It was really nice. We don't do that as much anymore. We don't make clear almost anything, really. I think they just got used to the colors faded. Two, it was kind of just being able to see how much gunk gets into your system when it's clear.
Three, third parties now.
Yeah, third parties.
You can go get a replaceable, not a cover for your PlayStation 5? See-through. Mm-hmm.
You can swap. Yeah, you can do a body swap, a cover swap, and literally take out all the components, put it into that new body, and then have a clear PlayStation 2 of any color you want. That's what I'm doing to mine. So, and on the PSP. PSP, you can get a clear case, too. It's really sick.
I was watching somebody play that Dragon Ball Z Shin Budokai, I think, on a PSP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this BB version costs more than the entry grade for the F New Gundam.
Really?
F New Gundam. Yeah, $23 for the SD, $18 for the entry grade. Like we talked about last week, this one at least comes with the shield. I know CD picked this one up. Comes with the shield, come with the guns. Maybe that's why it costs a little bit more.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be what the extra is.
I don't want to see you do this.
I remember you saying you thought about you really liking this design. I figured you would have picked this up eventually.
Oh, I like the design. I don't know. You know me. If I don't know about the kit, we're looking at the 1/100 Gundam Base Limited Victory 2 Assault Buster Gundam Verka Titanium Finish. I do like this design though. It's like a upgrade, not a heavy weapon system, but like you can still move.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy weapon system to me seems like you can't move.
Yeah, and the anime this still technically is like pretty efficient at like combat, close quarters combat, and whatnot. Even though it's like loaded up to the brim. Now the kit though, It is a one a hand grenade and a brick at the same time. You can't move it at that pose it's in. There's a reason why they didn't show any other pose in it standing up, holding slightly up above the forearm. It is stuck. I do want to get another one of these acrylic stands. I want to get like 3 or 4 more of Gundam Seed characters.
Got Gundam the movie ones for $10.
Yeah, it's actually, well, plus the tax, it's $20. So you're looking at, you know, $20 to get into play, and then $10 extra for whatever character you want. And damn, they got all of them. They got literally everybody, dude. They got everybody. They even got like the ensign and like the first captain from the other ship on the argument. The other ship. And you're just like, this dude's had like 10 minutes of screen time combined. they get a stand. Okay. Hey, I'm good for it. Ooh, the Flaga, Diarca. I got my Kigali one. I did already buy one. Sorry, my Kigali's right here. So that's how I knew the play-to-play was 20.
Yeah.
Got my girl Kigali.
I don't even see her up here. Is she up here?
It's in the next set. They split it up into two because they literally got everybody. I was like,
and then damn, Gundam Wing ones, like you said, I will get the bigger versions.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah,
you have to buy all 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's over $100-some.
Isn't it just like them to split it up in between the English Waltz outfits and the regular outfits? So now if you want to buy all of them, you got to do it twice.
And I think they have another...
And they have a different set too. Yeah.
Yeah,
they have 2 sets. They have 3, almost 4 sets of them, man.
So here's the other English Waltz set. If you want them in their regular clothes that they wore in English Waltz.
Yep. So that's $200 to get everybody.
Close to
three. Man, they...
Because the people in the back.
They double, triple, quadruple dipped.
And that's just... And then if you want to get the Gundam Wing ones.
Yep.
Like you said, you're looking at about $500 probably.
Quadruple dip.
All the stands.
You know what? At this point, you pick your favorite character. And you probably get 2 of your favorite character, and that's it.
Right.
That is it.
Zeta.
The Zeta big ones are pretty dope with the actual Zeta Gundam. Like, you get a close with the actual Zeta. That is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Miku, the Miku Gundam collaboration. They're still selling this stuff. That Wing Zero statue of Miku does look good. I am happy that comes out.
The Gak one looks pretty dope too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, the Miku is strong with this one. Okay, this is crazy. We get to older stuff. They have the SH Figure Arts new generation Ultra the cape, the blue cape. Yeah. I was like, oh snap! They gave him the cape. That's how you know. And it's $40 for the cape.
That's a figure.
It's
a kid.
God dang.
And now we're into the normal, like, P Bandai. So if anybody want to go get the Rose Gundam, that's out now.
The regular TR6 Woundwort. All right, hey, who's Shalott?
I think he's from Dragon Ball Heroes.
Oh, Heroes? Okay, got you.
Yeah. And apparently, like, he's like everybody's canon now. These 2, Giblet and Shalott, are Dragon Ball Heroes.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought they were Gogeta.
Yeah.
When I first saw them, I was like, oh, Gogeta. Like, no.
Like, Heroes is like, I tried, like, because it started off as like a, I don't know if it was like a mini series, like it was like 4 episodes or whatever it was. It was dubbed. Then it just grew. I always thought it was like fan made.
Hmm.
No point of getting this bad boy when you have the Golden Warrior coming out. We're looking at the Hakushiki Kai mass-produced type.
The mass-production Hakushiki. Very, you know what's crazy is that it always feels like it's a rarity to see it, because you don't see that kit very often. Actually, I don't even think I've ever met anyone who owns one. I don't think I've ever seen someone who's built one, except for Daniel Cunningham. And he almost won Plamo with that, so. Shoot.
And what's crazy is a Hakushiki that's not, you would think they redid that whole thing and didn't make it gold plated.
Right? And you know what's crazy? They didn't even use the gold that they put on the regular release Hakushiki, the actual like good looking one. It's not gold plated, but it's like,
you know, I don't think I've ever seen a Hakushiki that's not gold plated. Is yours is gold plated, right?
Mine's like, it has that shimmer on it. It's not, I have it actually right here.
I think that's, they all come gold plated, don't they?
No. Yeah. That one they showed, it doesn't come with this level of gold shimmer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the standard release. There's no two versions of the standard release Hakushiki.
Yeah, there's no two. Yeah, you're right. There's no two versions of the master grade. Like the high grade.
They make a master grade. Mm-hmm. And
there is a master grade Hakushiki that is actual gold plated. So there is one version of this where it's actually like regular, like the Phoenix Gundam gold plating. So
there is?
Yeah, there is one of the master grade, but I saw it a long time ago. I don't know if Bandai is even in the, I don't even know if Bandai still sells it whatsoever. Oh man, this thing's a bit dusty. I gotta clean this.
This looks terrible.
What is that?
Oh, metallic gloss injection and a mega size. This doesn't even want me to get the mega size as a regular release.
This is for someone who has a room devoted just to Gundam, and they collect just Gundam, and they collect just RX-78s. I can't really see this as like anything else than that, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that is the audience for it. It's just the people who collect RX-78s.
I bit so hard to get one of these stands,
mm-hmm.
not knowing that I'm thinking it comes like this, and it's just stickers.
Yeah, you'd
be better off getting a damn water slide.
Yeah, I remember you were saying it. You were like, I literally could have just gotten water slides and a white base for $10.
That's
each.
All it is, because it comes in as a white, like this. Like, who are they kidding, man?
Yeah,
I guess for the people that don't paint,
I don't know what,
but this even for. Still.
I don't know what that is for. Even for people who don't paint, everybody, you can go buy a can of primer, a can of yellow, blue, and red, and just paint three white bases. I mean, that might equal to the same price you're going to spend here. It might even be more expensive. But think, you can make more than just those bases if you want. You can make as many red ones as you want until the paint runs out.
Yeah, that's it. But I don't know how many waves they're dropping though of this.
I don't know either. I think they're coming to a bit of a slowdown here, because August is where a lot of stuff's going to get shipped out, and they have. That's right. I believe it's this week, maybe next week. There's a new hobby event coming up. So a new item hobby event. So Bandai is going to be there. They might be releasing what's going to be their late holiday season kits. They're going to drop
Wing Zero.
The Wing Zero, but I doubt they're going to show us much of anything, only because after the Perfect Grade New Gundam comes out, nobody can afford anything.
No, all right.
they're
at this point, like...
at this point, their major fan base ain't can't afford shit, so...
Ridiculous.
You, me, and CD would each have to go in and chip in a bit to get that New Gundam.
Chip in a bit. And dude, we would check $250. You're talking about close to $250, chipping a bit.
A piece.
That's almost two nights in a room. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and we would have to get the LED lights too on top of it. That's definitely $250. That's $275 from each of us. $280.
Mm. Let's say $300. After $250, you might as well say $300.
Shoot.
After you say $250, you can say $255, $300.
We could almost buy two Nintendo Switches between it, and you and I. You could have one for your daughter and one for Chloe. And
be that right there.
It'd be fine. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with getting the third party releases, Tristan, the Golden Warrior. I know that we looked at it before, but again, USA Gundam is running the sale. 20% off. The Kasatri is up there on that site for $214. Here goes that other essay. This looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Fire Lord. This is the one me and C were we're like, yeah, we're gonna get it. Just and it's on sale. But that, there you go, that picture right there. That picture right there. That looks absolutely insane. What an eye, like a just a complete showstopper.
The fire on the for the cape too.
And the thing I love is all blue flames. It's
you didn't want the Manta Ray, right? Or was it the blue one?
I did want the Manta Ray, but actually, upon further look at it, the original one, in my opinion, actually looks a little bit better for the backpack. I actually like the original one more, but the original one's like out of print, and it, apparently it may not be coming back. So I might have to get the Manta Ray one and just paint the regular suit and give the Manta Ray backpack to someone else. I know blasphemy, but that's kind of the way it is. I love that design, but just not the backpack. Oh, and someone did ask us to talk more about Digimon kits.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get into it one day. You guys maybe know more about Digimon than me. There we go. So this is, you ordered it, so it's on the way.
Yeah.
This is for everyone who's listening. This is the full armor Hakushiki, but it's a third party kit version.
You don't got to paint it and come out looking like this. I'll take it.
Yeah, I would say paint the black at least. Make it matte. Or maybe just matte top coat the black after you put the decals on or the water slides on it. And then put it all together. And then, yeah, there you go. Same thing with the red. Matte coat that bad boy and then just keep everything else shimmery. Oh, yeah.
That backpack is crazy.
And it's got landing gear in it. So it could stay up, right? you just put it on the desk, man.
These third parties.
Yep.
They're coming in hot. They're coming in hot, people.
Yep. No excuse.
Ben, I better be on their toes. And that's it. That's it for this episode. We talked about some of the stuff that was coming out. Make sure you shoot us an email at theundergatedpodcast@gmail.com. Again, theundergatedpodcast@gmail.com. You get your questions answered by y'all's truly. CD, it's not who's not here, Austin, and myself. Austin, tell people where to get some dope kits.
You can get some really dope kits from the Undergate 10. Once again, that's the Undergate 10, where you can save 10% off your next order at VulcanHobby.com. Vulcan Hobby is a friend of ours. They do a lot of stuff for us for the show, and this is our ways to helping out you guys. Once again, go to VulcanHobby.com and use the code TheUndergate10 to save 10% off on your next order.
There you go. And for CD out there, he enjoys his SMS paints. Use code Chloe's Dad for SMS paints directly with them. Porn Go, beginner-friendly type of paints. Over hundreds of colorways, color shifts, a top coat, surface primer, you name it, they got it. SMS is something we've been using and stapling CD and I's collection for the last years, even Austin's collection for last year. So make sure you use Chloe's Dad directly with SMS and use code COOP 10 directly with Gun Primer when it comes to their high-end tools such as the Gritta, the Glazer, the Balancer, the Razor, a lot. I use them for all my builds. Everything gets hit with some type of Gun Primer product. So make sure y'all check out Gun Primer. Again, code COOP 10. People, it's been chill. It's been real. Until next time, we talked about earlier, tragedy can happen just like that. Theo from Michael Jamal Warner, Theo from The Cosby Shows, he was out on vacation with his family. His family had to go through that. Don't put yourself in a situation where your family has to go through something that is going to stick with them for the rest of their lives off of a few seconds of a bad decision. So we all got to be mindful of our decisions. Every action is an opposite or equal reaction, right? What is it? Every action is a greater or equal.
Every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Yeah.
There you go. So that's 168 hours down. Another 160 hours to go. I'm Coop. Over there is Austin. Over here is, how can I do this? With our powers combined. Over here is Austin. And CD, make sure y'all go check him out. Again, he's Chloe's dad on Instagram. We don't underrate it, never underrate it. 168 hours down, another 160 hours to go. Till next time, people. Peace.
Deuces.